This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. About the only story in the news cycle this week that's been moving faster than Elon Musk and the defenestration of Twitter is in crypto, where the collapse of the cryptocurrency exchange FTX, which a week ago was the darling of crypto, but which today filed for bankruptcy protection, its collapse has been both speedy and spectacular. Spectacular in a terrible, a whole lot of people are going to lose a whole lot of money kind of way. And as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genza reports, there aren't a whole lot of places for those people to turn, not even the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which gets consumer crypto complaints all the time.
The CFPB says most of the complaints involve fraud, including pig butchering, a romance scam where hackers get victims' trust, set up crypto accounts, then empty them. You can scroll through the complaints on the CFPB website. Here's a sampling voiced by some of my Marketplace colleagues.
All my funds disappeared.
The mining page was a fraudulent mirrored page of another company. It was a scam.
I wired money to a person who was going to invest it in crypto. It was transferred to Bitcoin, then sent to his crypto wallet. Please help. I'm devastated.
But at this point, there's not a lot the government can do. There just aren't many regulations covering crypto investments. Mark Hayes is with the nonpartisan consumer group Americans for Financial Reform. He says right now, it's buyer beware.
These products are fundamentally being provided as a speculative investment opportunity, and consumers should know that.
But Hayes says some current regulations should be extended to cover crypto firms.
If they're providing bank-like products like deposits or accounts, they should be regulated like banks.
Some companies in the crypto space say they are open to more regulation. Farouk Malik is CEO of Rain, a software firm that transfers crypto onto corporate credit cards. He says different regulations are needed, though, for unique crypto products like NFTs. In the meantime, he says crypto consumers should educate themselves and take charge of their own funds.
What that means is that you have a wallet which is on the blockchain. You can hold your own assets within the wallet and your blockchain.
Malik says when you rely on third parties to move your crypto around, you expose yourself to all kinds of scams. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.